This is Thomas B. Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, a daily 5-minute radio broadcast in which we point your attention to the Bible. We have no other message, we have no other purpose than to explain to you the sacred scriptures, and we plead with you to take your Bible each day and read for yourself to see if the things that we teach are true. We have been studying for the past several days about the question, have you been baptized into Christ? Pointing out that to be baptized into Christ, one must be baptized in the right element, that is, water. You must be baptized in the right way, that is, by immersion. Sprinkling or pouring simply will not do. And we now are involved in the study of the right purpose. It isn't enough that you be baptized in the right element or the right way by immersion and water, but you must be baptized for the right reason, that is, for the remission of your sins, in order to be saved. If you've been baptized merely to dedicate your life to Christ, or because you thought you were already saved, then you were not baptized with the one baptism. Because a baptism for or because you've already been saved is a human doctrine and not a divine doctrine, and you cannot be saved by obeying the doctrines of men. They simply dishonor and make void the Word of God, but to obey the Word of God will bring the salvation of your soul. We've pointed out such passages as regards the purpose of baptism, Mark chapter 16, verse 16, Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and Acts 22, verse 16. Now we note also in connection with the purpose of baptism, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5. And this shows that baptism is an act of obedience which stands between the penitent believer and his entering Christ. Now this is important because we know from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10, that salvation is in Christ. Therefore, if one is not in Christ, he's not in salvation, and he's not saved. Notice the wording of Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5, as I read from the American Standard Version of the Bible. Are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Notice we are baptized into Christ. Friends, there are only two passages in the Bible which tell you how you enter Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27, and Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5. I challenge you kindly and lovingly to challenge your preacher to open his Bible and read to you where the Bible says that you enter Christ, or what the Bible says that you do in entering Christ. I submit to you that Romans 6 says that you're baptized into Christ, that Galatians 3 says you're baptized into Christ. It nowhere says you believe into Christ. Of course, belief or faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God is necessary to salvation. You cannot be saved without believing in the Lord, John chapter 8 and verse 24, where Jesus said, except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins. And Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God. But the fact that faith is necessary does not mean it's sufficient. The penitent believer cannot be saved unless he is baptized, because one enters Christ when and only when he is baptized, that is, immersed in water, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of his sins. Further, we find in John 3, 5, Jesus said, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Notice that plain language of our blessed Lord. If one is not born again of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, the only thing in the Christian religion that involves water is the water of baptism. And this simply means that unless one is immersed in water as a means appointed by the Holy Spirit in his word, for the new birth, then you are not in the kingdom. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope today you'll study your Bible and see if these things are so. Until tomorrow, will you not be back with us? Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.